Well, welcome to the CRE preparation course. I'm Fred Schenkelberg, and I'll be working with you as you prepare for the exam or simply to refresh your knowledge in the reliability engineering world. The body of knowledge, as you know, spans a raft of information, everything from the definition of reliability to availability and maintenance and product development and project management, and many, many other topics are included in this. Many are concerned about the statistics and the reliability math that goes into much of what we're expected to do on a day-to-day basis. Questions like sample size, for example, is probably one of the most common questions we face in our day-to-day work. Well, part of the overall course is to prepare you not only to answer those questions on the exam, but also to very quickly add value at work by simply knowing what tools and techniques to use, and more importantly, how to explain them. Reliability is an interesting concept. It's confused oftentimes with, or is a bundled together with, dependability, with availability, maintainability, many other illities. But the idea is that many lay folks and many of the engineers we work with consider reliability simply that it should just work, that when I turn the ignition in the car, it should start, and I should be able to complete my errands to the grocery store and back without a failure of the vehicle. And they would, over time, then build the understanding that that vehicle is reliable. Now, the idea, though, is that reliability is more than just trustworthy or dependable. It should also be very succinctly defined, and we'll get to that later in this course, so that we can measure it and monitor it and work with it in many different ways to answer those questions that we're facing on a regular basis. Now, a good part of what we do as reliability engineers is really the engineering part. It's working on solving problems, for finding solutions, and working with our peers and the teams that we work with to create products or bring up factory lines, work with our suppliers to get good components and understanding their processes, and many other tools and techniques that we put in together, keeping in mind that we're always working with other people, whether it's the other engineers that we deal with or the management teams when we're looking for resources and support and decisions. Now, the whole idea of the CRE, the Certified Reliability Engineering Certification, is that it's offered by the American Society for Quality, and it provides a milestone or a marker in your career that you have mastered this body of knowledge. Now, you could be taking the CRE for many different reasons, yet if your goal is to get the certification, this is the course for you. Also, if you're just looking for ways to expand your knowledge or refresh what you already know about reliability engineering and want to know what's going on across this wide industry, then again, this is a pretty decent course for you to cover a vast array of different information. Now, throughout the course, you're going to see my name and contact information, and I'm doing that very deliberately so that you feel free to contact me. If you've got questions or comments or suggestions at any time, just let me know, and we'll do our best to address those questions and help you find answers, point you in the right direction, or in all along the way, I suspect we'll be improving the course. In our first lesson, we're going to talk about just some of the logistics and the background of that. We'll see you then.